Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is pregame.
Explain what that means for Jackie and Heather.
Jackie and Heather, this is for you. This cameo is for you. I would like to explain the rules of the pregame. So obviously, Aaron and I during football season have a lot to discuss on Monday. Think Monday morning quarterback. If you don't know what that is, that's another show for another time. But during the off season, we also still want to invite those of you guys in that are not familiar with our podcast and give you a little preview of what we will be discussing on Thursday when the full episode of the Calm Down podcast comes out. But we tape it on the same day. So Monday, a little appetizer, and then the full meal deal on Thursday. All right. Pre-game today is going to start off with my hair dryer just broke. I went for a very needed run because, well, let's just say I needed to sweat out some toxins. And then my hair dryer broke. So we're working with some dreadlocks here. I couldn't find a brush. I mean, there's just all sorts of things happening here.
That's sometimes good for your hair, though, so you don't, you know, damage. I feel like I've got a lot of damage lately. That was going to be a comment or a concern or all of the above. I bring on the Thursday podcast. I've been setting my curling iron too high. Let's talk about that. Let's write it down for the Thursday podcast. But guys, please DM us on the Calm Down Podcast IG. What setting do you put your curling iron on? I've been doing 410 and it's been burning off the front of my hair.
It's a great question. Great. We will have answers hopefully to that. And I have a lot more to say about that over on the next one because that also includes flat irons. Whoa.
Oh yeah.
Okay, you guys are awesome. I have to say, and Aaron and I will talk about it in length over on the full episode, but we just got back from a vacation. I am a degenerate and kept my vacation going and just got back yesterday, which led me to a small little thing that I would like to just say. You guys are the best listeners because a couple of you approached me on the place that I was at and were like, we listen to the podcast and we love it, which is, I always think like no one's listening. So
what
thank
was
you.
The demo of the people?
The demo was
guy, girl,
two older men, and they were with their sons on vacation in Las Vegas, and both of them said, we love listening to the podcast, which
great.
I thought was so nice.
I love
that. Yeah, really cute. So we also know that these wonderful comments, which we are going to answer some of these questions here, are some listeners of the podcast as well. So you guys, all of your DMs that you send us,
we're listening. See them.
Here's the first one. I love this one. Whoa, too close to the mic. Having worked in baseball, we both did for years, I always loved the walk-up songs from players.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it this weekend.
We did. Troy Tulowitzki had a don't want to be a playa. Do I say the ER? Do I just say the A? Playa, no more. And I loved that walk-up song. So, Aaron, this question is from J Mang 3. If you had a walk-up song, what would it be?
Not that I think I'm sexy by any means. I don't. Anybody who knows me knows I do not just like think that about myself. But mine would always be Sexy Back by JT. I just love it. I love the instrumental. I think it's great. One of my favorites that Big Poppy was doing. Oh, God. Name yours and then I'll say. But Poppy always had the best ones. Go ahead.
Okay, well, this is what mine would be. If I was Big Poppy, and everyone knows my affinity with Notorious B.I.G.,
yes,
it would be Big Papa.
Yep, but it wasn't.
And if that wasn't David Ortiz's walk-up song, it should have been.
It
I love
wasn't.
It when they call me Big Papa. It wasn't?
No, it was...
Fail.
It was when Jay-Z and Kanye did... I sound so ignorant right now.
It's when Jay-Z and Kanye did that album together, and it was the song with, like, all the words, all, like... fuck with it or something like that. I
bleeped
mean,
out.
How mm-hmm. Valley Girl do I sound right now?
You're great.
It was
you're
one great. Of my favorites. I just said player or player. Did. Hold on. I'm going to see if I have it. I don't have it. Ryan, this
okay,
is where
while,
you come
while
into.
You, while you look for... No, look for... There's no rush. This is the pregame.
We have 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So another one that I love. Like players... Trevor Hoffman, great closer. Mariano
yes,
Rivera is still
I
my
love
favorite.
His run out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mariano
when he
Rivera.
Came out, Hell's Bells,
yes.
AC/DC, Back in Black.
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot. There's some classic ones out there. But yeah, that's a good question. Okay, next question while you keep looking for that, and I'll start. Any sporting event you would like to cover on your bucket list? I also love horse racing. Get me to the track. My grandpa used to take me when I was really young because that way he could go drink and gamble and my grandma would think he was just babysitting us. He gave me $20 and I go to the track and I bet on win, place, and show. It's like how I became obsessed with the track. So I would love to cover the Derby in some capacity. You and I have both had the luxury of going. It's amazing. If anyone hasn't been, put it on the list and not just for the azaleas that I didn't even know they were called azaleas. No, that's the Masters. What's the Derby drink?
Azaleas.
The Derby.
Oh, no. That's mint juleps.
The mint juleps. Right. Any sporting event that has a drink attached to it, you know, is a good time. Speaking of the Masters, I'm wearing the red. I'm already getting ready for Tiger. This comes out on Monday. On Thursday, I will be in Augusta, and I am hoping, even though Tiger says he's a game-time decision, I'm putting all energy towards the Tiger Woods return to Augusta because
he's gonna
bring back 2019 and bring Sexy back. Have you found the song?
Not yet, but I want to say what I would like to work.
No,
I would
absolutely.
Have liked to
this
have
question
worked-
was...
The final
Sorry,
four.
Babe.
No. I just, everything, and I said that on our, I said it on my Wear IG. Just, I'd love to work Saturday of the final four, especially those four coaches and knowing them so well like I do.
Yeah.
I thought the Carolina Duke game, oh my God, well, it was such an unbelievable game. But also I was saying to my husband at the very end, the producer was in such an interesting position because you want to get every moment of Coach K walking off that court for the very mm-hmm. last time and having Mickey, his wife, standing there, but also on Hubert Davis, on those kids, what excitement they had. I love live television right now. We were just talking about it at lunch, how the producers handled the Will Smith, Chris Rock. See, live for you and I, that's our everyday world. But for a lot of other people that are in TV, they don't know how to do live. And I am captivated when shit goes real and shit goes wrong and people then have to adjust because they don't know a lot of the times how to do that. Anyways, there we go.
Anyways, that's actually a fantastic point because I was watching.
Thank
I don't
you.
Really watch a lot of award shows. It's not like appointment viewing for me. Like sports is appointment
yeah.
viewing. Like sit down, watch Kansas Villanova, sit down, make sure you like, I booked a plane ticket around when the game was on, the whole thing. But
so good.
Award shows, I'm not as interested in. But the Grammys, I caught a little bit of it last night, and there were some errant camera
yes.
work situations. So
yes.
you know that director is in that truck being like, take four, roll four, and then camera four is not coming
take
up, and it's like,
four.
Fuck! Yeah, yeah.
So good.
There's a lot of chaos in the truck where that camera is not set, and they take the shot.
Yeah.
So, next question comes from Lexi Ray 2019. Have either of you guys ever been in a fight or had to throw a punch?
Hey,
no, I have.
In
I
real
have
life?
Not been. No, that's a no. I'm gonna say no for you too.
I don't know how to fight.
Yeah, me neither. Okay, here's. Have you ever thought about acting? I have never wanted to be an actress.
ever. Here's the thing. I can't even act in my own life. Like when I try really hard, like today I went to lunch. I had a few things on my mind that I really wanted to get off my chest and I didn't. I meditated before. I tried to breathe out all the negative, but I didn't know how to say it unless it was totally, totally blunt. And then I kind of made a head movement at lunch and someone understood the vibe I was throwing off and they were like, yeah, no. And I said, here's the thing. And I just went into it and I tried to be nice, but I just had to say it. So I'm a horrible actress.
Was it cathartic?
No.
Okay. We'll talk about it later. I'm a terrible actress. In fact, I think I would be like, you can't lie.
No,
I wear my emotions like all out there. Like I can't hide them. So I would be a terrible actress. Also, I don't think that I would ever want to date for an extended period of time an actor because I wouldn't know if they were being serious or they weren't being serious. Like I wouldn't want to get into a real committed relationship with an actor. That would freak me out.
Here's the thing. If this is pre-Jared Stoll, if Liam or Chris Hemsworth had just knocked on my door one day, I wouldn't have turned him down, you know?
You know Marvel. What I mean? More of this conversation on Thursday on the full length of Calm Down podcast. This has been the pregame.
Bye. Is it already over? Oh my God. Yep.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.